in place for the hearing on Senate Bill 73. This is by Senator Lentz, prime sponsor. It revises the power of rural fire protection districts to contract with certain entities. Good morning, Senator Lentz.
Good morning. Senator Jim Lentz from District 30. I'm bringing this bill forward today. The fire board from Fall River contacted me and said they had a problem in contracting with a nonprofit corporation. So what this bill is trying to do is it will allow a fire district to contract with a nonprofit corporation. You have to understand fire departments, some of the state fire departments are just fire departments. They just organized and bought a truck and they're a fire department. Others have organized and they are organized as a corporation. And I think from what I've heard, probably 50% are considered a nonprofit organization and they're listed in the state. The others aren't. Well, those others that aren't would have to, if they developed enough to where they needed a contract with a fire board, they would have to become a nonprofit in order for this bill to fit their need. But this bill fits the needs of the ones that are nonprofits, and we put it specifically so it wouldn't affect a broad area. It is solely for the purpose of fire protection. So we tried to narrow the scope. So then my job this summer was to try to figure out, when we try to solve one little problem over here, we usually create a big mess over here. So I spent the summer trying to figure out if there was any other implication if we did this. And there are a few other fire departments that have the same problem, but they were very much in favor of going to this as a solution. And fortunately, to give you a little bit more in-depth of the actual problem, the fire chief from Hot Springs has come, Bob Engelbretson, and at this time, I'll let him sort of explain exactly why we got to this point. Thank you,
Senator Lentz. I know you'll stand by for questions. Yeah. Further proponents on Senate Bill 73. Further proponents.
Good morning. I am Bob Engelbretson, the fire chief down in Hot Springs. And the problem involved here, Fall River County has only been in a fire district or broke down into fire districts since 1988. When they were set up, of course, by the way that the laws are wrote, the way that board members were elected and stuff, everything got off working smoothly. As time goes on, the board members have to live in the fire district. The Hot Springs Rural Fire District has three pieces of equipment that they own, and there's one piece of equipment that we are joint on ownership between their district and our corporation. Our fire department is listed with the state as a Hot Springs Volunteer Fire Department Incorporated, and we are a nonprofit agency. We do contract to the state of South Dakota Wildland Forestry and to the city of Hot Springs for fire protection, and we thought we were contracting with the district. We've had a few problems with our district that have led to one thing to another, and then come to find out when we basically, it was just a gentleman's type contract, I guess, that we had with them. When we went to write a contract up, we tried to use this South Dakota Law 3431A18, which stated that they could contract with the city, county, state, however, but it did not cover apparently this fire department. From talking to Danny Gorton from the South Dakota Firefighters Association and stuff, what we're proposing or what we would like to see done here does not affect the fire service in any way as far as service, but I'm sure there are some other fire departments in the state that have made contracts with districts or whatever and technically probably aren't legal, covered by law. So that is our reasoning to push to have it changed. And I guess if you had any other questions, I would answer them.
Thank you. Let me ask first, are there any further proponents of this bill here? Okay, very good. Thank you. We'll stand by as soon as we hear the others for questions, and thank you for coming. I'm a big fan of volunteer fire departments, as I have five in my district, and I serve on the board of the Johnson Siding Fire District Board, so we appreciate your efforts in your community. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Steve Willard with the South Dakota Joint Fire Council. The Joint Fire Council is the umbrella organization for fire departments. It includes the volunteers, the inspectors, the trainers, the EMTs, and the professionals out of Sioux Falls. And the problem that you just heard is one that has occurred over the last couple of years, and I won't bore you with the history, but the Department of Ag is the one that is endowed with the responsibility of calling fire departments out to fight fires in the hills and some of the other state parks. As the demands of that job have increased and the training requirements have increased and the liability has taken on new scrutiny, what the department discovered, to the chagrin of themselves and I think a lot of the departments, is that as they were going out, those agreements can only really take place with a particular entity. They had to be organized in some fashion. And as it will be no surprise to you, but those departments, throughout the history as they've started, some of those smaller departments literally started with a couple of guys in a truck. Your challenge is keeping volunteers and keeping equipment. It was not something that, 100 years ago, there was a lot of time given to the organizational qualities of the departments. So as the Department of Ag is going through those contracts, that's an easy thing when you've got a city or you've got a county or you've got a township. But some of those special purpose districts were kind of created on the fly, and some of those departments were literally created as nonprofit organizations organized for the purpose of fighting fires. So when the department discovered that within the category of the statute that they literally have the authority to contract with an organization that is a city, a county, a township, or a special purpose district, they discovered that some of the entities fell outside of those definitions. The gentleman in Hot Springs told you his story, and it was entirely correct. He's not alone. There's several other departments that are organized in that fashion. So to say the bill is a cleanup is a little bit of a stretch, but what the bill allows is for the department and for the state to contract with organizations that are nonprofits organized for the purpose of fighting fires and are a little bit outside of the current definition of the law. So it was an issue that came to light during the contract scrutiny, and it's one that we're confident you'll fix and one that the Joint Fire Council is very supportive, and we thank Senator Lentz and the gentleman for Hot Springs for coming out and doing it.
Thank you, Mr. Willard. Now we'll take questions from the committee. Senator Adelstein.
I have two questions for Senator Lentz, please.
Yeah.
Senator, this allows in the future, and I don't even know whether it's legal, but do we need to make this bill retroactive for any existing agreements? For example, you mentioned Hot Springs has one, and some other places may have them as well.
Well, I would think that we would. I don't know if we could do that, but if it's possible, I would imagine if there's contracts out there that have been signed, and at present time would have been illegal. I don't if they would comply now since the bill and the law has been changed, or
could we add a
follow-up question, Senator?
Pardon me, Madam Chairman. Might I? Do you think that we could we ask our staff person, is it possible we add a sentence, something, or to include any contracts in existence at the time of this passage of this bill?
Tom, would you care to answer?
We can do an amendment to that effect. I'm not completely sure that it's necessary, but I'm not sure that it's not. It might be.
In the event that it would, Madam Chairman, I would move such, like, how do I make such amendment?
Before you do that, let's, Senator Roderick, okay. You had a comment. Then we'll go back to that, Senator.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I would speak against an amendment like that, Representative Senator Adelstein. For this reason, I'm not sure that that we want to go back and incorporate or try to make legal any contracts that had been made in the past. But maybe this would give them an opportunity, those who have made contracts, give them an opportunity to go back and review those contracts and perhaps renegotiate them because of the passage of this bill. Thank you.
Further comments, Senator Adelstein.
Madam Chairman, I'm wondering if there is an existing contract which is not legal, and a fire takes place the day after the bill is signed, or which leads to another question, by the way, about emergency clause. Fire takes place the day after it occurs, then the agreement, they're operating under an invalid agreement, which is, and the invalidity, the non-validity of it's even emphasized by the fact we passed the bill.
Senator Lentz, do you have any comment on that?
I wish I had the answer on it, but you're very correct. Now that we know the problem, that some of these departments are probably have a contract that is illegal, I don't know if the law has changed to prevent that, if they are in compliance automatically with their old contract.
Does our LRC individual have a comment on that, Tom?
I don't know whether...
Okay. The chair is in doubt also. I would almost think that we would need an attorney general's opinion, or at least to have someone from his office come in and give us an opinion on this. Comments? Senator Lentz, if that's the case, we're going to have a very short morning, but I would think that I would delay the bill until Wednesday, and perhaps we could get an attorney general's opinion. And as I understand the question, you want to know, do we need to make it retroactive? And did you at any point want an emergency clause, or this would be effective July 1 if not?
Yeah. We could probably go with an emergency clause now that we know that the problem is there.
Well, we're going to have to amend the bill by Wednesday, so that's...
Madam Chairman, I will submit, or I'd appreciate the preparation of such an emergency clause. I think that's really important. I'm thinking about a fire sooner.
Okay, I think you could work with staff on that to amend the bill. We would have a written amendment on that. And then would you contact the Attorney General's office and ask them to that specific question? And please get with Senator Adelstein on any further. Any other comments on that, Senator Adelstein?
I had a second question, which Senator Lentz is also an expert, really an expert. In the conversation from the fire chief at Hot Springs, he mentioned something about EMTs. I wonder... Are there EMT corporations, volunteer or otherwise, that are being contracted for which are in variance with the law? I have no idea.
I'm not sure. I do know that the fire board cannot put expenses forward for medical. So what you have is you have ambulance districts that are separate in themselves, and I don't know how those are, if they're set up in the same way or not, but I do know that the fire board cannot fund the medical end of they're mm-hmm. for fire protection only.
Did that answer your question? Thank you. Further questions? If not, we will put this bill below the line and delay it until Wednesday with the caveat that you'll get those answers on those questions. Is that agreeable to the committee? Very good.
Now, Madam Chairman, if I go through all this, I think it should go on to consent.
Not with an amendment, probably. Plus, you're so eloquent, we want you to talk on the floor. Excellent. Thank you. And Mr. Willer, would you see me after the meeting, please? Thank you very much. Okay. Please have the minutes reflect. We are not taking any action, final action on Senate Bill 73. We're going to delay it till Wednesday for those questions. Senator.
I wonder if there's any opponents to this bill or further proponents.
Okay. I can go ahead and take those. We'll take it up Wednesday. Are there any opponents to the bill? No. So I had talked to most of the people here earlier, so I was very calm. But I appreciate your covering my back.
I talked to